We had one situation in our first round where we did a little bit of training. We brought startups into Atlanta. We set up meetings with potential sponsors, as we call them, inside the companies to connect them with someone that'll help them with their product. And the one startup didn't listen very well. And he did his pitch, and he wouldn't listen to how to follow up. And he says, no, no, I've got it. I've done this before. I know how to do it. And he sent out a bunch of email follow-ups. And then the next week, he sent out more email follow-ups. And then finally, he picked up the phone. He called me. He says, do you have a spam filter on? My emails don't seem to be going through because nobody's responding to me. And so we did a little checking, and we found out that his mannerisms, his approaches put the sponsors off. And that's part of the process, is we let the startups make mistakes. We let them fail, but we have a safety net in there. And we went ahead, we picked it up, we talked to the people that he was contacting, we talked with him, and you know what? We put it back together, and 3 months later, he was in the pilot in two different countries with this technology to see if it would work and work for the market needs.